Last week I recorded a show with an individual. His name is Rich Meyer. He's from Upper Michigan. And he does Bigfoot Sasquatch hunting investigation. Not hunting, I guess, investigations. And I was going to post the show, but I, for some reason, don't know where it is. It's disappeared on me, so we're going to bring Rich back in. We'll do another show. Fascinating, and I'm glad to see that there are people up here in this area looking into Bigfoot sightings and, you know, maybe potential evidence. There's a lot of things. I learned a lot just by talking to him. So we'll bring him in again and hopefully have a show because, believe it or not, there are a lot of people that see Bigfoot in most areas, wherever there's forested lands. And it's not just over in the Northwest. It's everywhere that these creatures are seen, as many creatures, as we've talked about on my program. Many different types of creatures are seen, and what the heck are they? So I think it'd be interesting to hear what some stories that he has to share and what he feels these things are. I think in my own mind, I know what they are, but it's different probably for everybody, and you really can't 100% prove what anything is unless you have concrete evidence. And then that, too, is in itself, it makes you wonder why there isn't any. And I'm not saying it from a perspective that these things don't exist. That's why there's no evidence. I'm saying it from a perspective of if you had some evidence and you had it somewhere stored away, it would disappear. Somebody, when you're not around, would show up and make it disappear because there are those, I believe, that don't want the truth to come out. And I believe that they're willing to go that far to do that. That's just my take after talking to different people and seeing how things operate. So this week I have a little bit of time and I'm going to talk about obviously something that's been, you know, we've had a little bit of chance to digest these shootings and not just the school shootings, but the shootings in general and maybe see it in a different perspective. I was reading something today on the Golden Age of Gaia website and the Arcturians. I don't know who the Arcturians are, but they seem like wise beings from another planet, another part of the universe. They were talking about how everything, and they reminded me of what I already know, really, that everything happens for a reason. And I don't know if they were talking about these events or not. They really didn't say. But they just reminded us that people that are put in bad position, often it's by choice. And you think about these kids that gave up their life. Were they willing to give up their life? And we lose sight of that, for one, our soul is infinite. And it's also, it's not 17 years old or 16 years old or a baby. It's ageless. That means it's the wisdom that it has, there is no age to it. And so we look at it and we see with these kids, it's unfortunate. But really, on a soul level, they're no different than you and I, everybody else. And there are those souls that choose to be part of a group event to wake us up. And they're willing to give their life because they know that this is kind of just an illusion. So they're willing to allow themselves to be part of something else that's going to wake others up. And what is going on now since then? We are seeing that these students, especially the students from the school, are taking steps to try to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And I want to address this because I think it's great what they're doing, because I think we do need to bring awareness, but I think the truth behind all of it is being missed. Why are these things happening? Some people say we have the guns. You know, we need to get rid of certain weapons. I think that's probably not a bad idea, have restriction or get rid of them. It'd be nice to live in a world, but I think we do need some weapons to protect ourselves from our own government and other criminals. With that being said, should teachers carry guns? I wouldn't want to do that. I can understand. Maybe they assign somebody to protect the school, but then again, they're going to become an easy target. Things aren't going to change in our society till we make them change. Till enough of us say, that's it, I don't support any of this. And what I'm talking about is huge, large-scale changes that we all have to make. Are we all ready to do that? We're a very violent society. Do you think that contributes? what the things we see on TV, in movies, music, does that contribute? And I think it absolutely does. So I'm going to step back from this shooting, which, again, you feel bad for all the people, especially the ones that are still here, because the ones that have died or transitioned have gone to the light. Even if they were shocked and surprised, you know, maybe they're sticking around for a little bit. Whatever their journey is, I don't know. But everybody goes back to the light when they choose. I really believe that. So it was part of a journey, a decision they probably made before they even came here, if we look at it from that perspective. And that's not to say that, you know, that we're making light of this or letting go of the ones that are responsible. But let's also look at the individual that's responsible and examine that a little more closely, because normally they don't live to tell you about that. Did you ever wonder why that is? Doesn't that seem like an odd coincidence? Or they're in a state where there's a death penalty, so we're not going to hear, you know, much from them. And we never find out why. And this individual apparently had a lot of issues and was violent and things like that. And then he also claims that voices told him to do this. And there were many reports of him that went unnoticed. And people are mad at the FBI or local law enforcement. You know, it would be nice if they would have caught that. But you can't expect government to always be there and protect you. We have to change. That's what's going to protect all of us, is that we as a group have got to change the way we look at things and the things we endorse. And when we do enough, when enough of us call for that change and everybody holds themselves accountable, then things will change. To blame the officer who didn't rush in, and his response was that he said he thought the shots were being fired outside, so he took position. But right away, they want to call this man a chicken, and they want to label him, and they want to attack him, and they want to go. And it's like, where's your compassion? You just had a very compassionate, something that should have brought you the most compassionate, but right away, we want to go after somebody else, and I don't agree with that. I don't. This is meant to draw us together. This is meant to humble us. This is meant to make us feel our hearts with love and not, I know people are angry by this. I understand that a little bit. That's an emotion. That's probably a natural reaction, but that too has to go because nothing will be gained by that. So as I look at this from a different perspective than I had a couple of weeks ago, I see one that everything is by choice. So this individual that did the shooting, he even was doing this by choice. Or he was drawn into this. You know, I think before we come here, we plan everything we're going to do. And then while we get here, we don't always accomplish that. And then our thoughts and maybe medications and maybe alcohol lowers our vibration, which opens the doorway for other things to influence us. And that's something I think that could have taken place here. As this individual, if it's true, unless he was just using it as an excuse, if it's true that he heard voices, well, then I believe he did. And we never take that seriously, do we? I just read an article today. The Vatican is now trying to get more people to learn how to do exorcisms because they believe that demons are on the rise, that there's more dark energy now. And there's your answer. I believe. This is why this is happening more. Because, one, there's great light coming to the planet and love, and they don't want that to happen, do they? Those that are still trying to hang on. And so they manipulate the certain beings to do this. And what we can learn from people that do unstable acts is that there seems to be a link between brain health, which, of course, you know, certain people are calling for. We need to, this is more of an issue, not so much with guns, but with mental health. Well, it's both. It really is. And why do we have this issue with so many people that seem unstable? And one, you give them medications, which are drugs, which lower their vibration, which open the door for things to manipulate and control them. Anytime you take a drug, whether it's legal or illegal, alcohol or just anything that affects you, it's going to lower your vibration. And if you keep doing it enough, or if you take too much of it, you open the door for something else to control. And then once it gets a little more power, it gets stronger and stronger. So I believe this is why we're seeing a lot of this. And why do we have so many issues with mental health, where people just seem imbalanced? And again, I go back to an interview I did with, I can't think of his name. It's on one of my shows a few years back. And he was a fellow from Nordic Naturals, and he also used to work for the World Health Organization. I believe he's out of Chicago. And he talked about how we don't get omega-3s in our diet. And the omega-3s, the lack of that, which has been gone for 20, almost 30 years now, because the way they used to feed cattle grass, cattle were allowed to graze, and then a lot of these corporate farms took over. And now cattle are fed grains, and you don't get omega-3s in cattle. And most people I know probably eat some beef, you know. And that's one of the ways we get our omega-3s. And, of course, fish is another way. You know, you can get that. Seafood. And, you know, a certain seafood like salmon. So our foods maybe have become less healthy for us. And if our brain health has been messed with in the last 20, 30 years, well, look how long this has been going on. When did these things really start happening even more? The last 20 or 30 years. And then also, when have they been peddling? I shouldn't use the word peddling. When have they been pushing more medications? How long has that been? Especially on kids with Ritalin and Prozac and who knows what else. And what does that do to somebody? It alters their chemistry. It lowers their vibration. And if you are trying to suppress somebody that's full of anger or maybe just too much energy, what's going to happen when you do that? They're going to have a bout of anger. And if they're going to have a bout of anger, anger is another way to lower your vibration to allow something to work through you. So I'm going to call it for what I see it, and maybe I'm wrong on this, and I don't mean to wish to offend anybody, but you have health care, which really isn't health care in this country. It's drug care. It's become that, and it no longer is. You know, there was a time that doctors didn't peddle drugs like they do now. Let's just be honest about it. They are, and they just see that there's no other options. There are other options. That omega-3 that I was talking about, this fellow from the World Health Organization, they did a research on 1,000, I think it was 1,000 British prisoners. These were hardened criminals in the British prison system, and they gave them omega-3 supplements. And I don't know how long, I don't recall the interview, it's somewhere on my website. But they did it for a period of time, and then they saw a huge change. These men were violent men, and more than half of them, of the 1,000, became peaceful, were able to have conversations, coherent, and were more at ease. And if it maybe isn't that simple with everybody, but it could be that simple with a lot of people. So if you look at what they've done to our food, and I'm just going to leave it at they. I'm not going to pin the finger on anybody. Or look what we've done. You know, that's changed. And we're not maybe getting the nutrition. So that's one area. Look at what's happened in our medical field. You used to go to a doctor and they'd give you alternative choices to improve your health, whether it's exercise or quitting certain things and maybe trying eating certain vegetables. But now you get a pill. And what do those pills do? They have side effects. And do they mess with the chemistry of your body? Absolutely. So you have that going on as well. That is affecting people. Those two things. And then you have an increase in, if you want to call it, dark activity. The dark energy knows, as I've said before, that their time is near. Because light is going to overwhelm this planet. I really believe it's starting to. And it could take, I don't know. Some sources have said it could take a couple hundred more years. I don't know. But I just know that there are changes going on. And they're going to do everything they can to not let that happen. And if you trace it back far enough, this may even be part of an agreement. There was an agreement to allow these things to go on so we could experience duality. We wanted to experience separation from God. And how do you do that? You have to create a bad guy or allow someone to think that they're doing that. And then you put yourself in a position to totally forget about our connection to this being. And so this is a great opportunity for many on this planet. And Earth is the one that said, okay, the experiment's done. We agreed up to a certain date, 2012, that we were going to do this, and now we're shifting back. And the dark energies are saying, no, 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 we need more time, we're not leaving. And, of course, beings of light will say, but you are, but we're not going to force you. We're just going to keep sending more light, and eventually it'll become so uncomfortable that you won't want to be there, and you will go somewhere else. That's what I see happening. And that's what I see happening with events like this. And I'm glad to see that people are coming out of it and wanting and almost demanding that there has to be changes, because I do think we need to. You know, there's a fear that if we take away an assault weapon from people, the opportunity to purchase that, that they're going to ban all weapons. Maybe they will. And I don't think that's a good idea. But I think we need to compromise, as we always see with everything. So maybe we need to ban assault weapons. Well, the criminals will have them. Well, there's only so many weapons any of us should be allowed to have, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with people having a rifle or having a handgun in their possession to protect themselves, especially at home, from intruders or even their own governments. I think that's wise. Now, I don't necessarily, that may not be for me, but that's, I think it's fine if others have that, you know, as long as they respect it and know how to use it and also realize the consequences that could be involved in that. Hitler proved, and I learned this from my mom, that if you take away guns from a society, you will be able to control them. And some of you might think that the government would never do that. All you have to do is look at what they've done. And I hope that's not the case. I hope that's not the case, that they would never do that. But I have a feeling, judging by the number of things that have gone on, that it's probably a good idea to keep ourselves armed. And that's what our forefathers wanted. You know, they knew that it's easy to create tyranny, and they understood that, and that's why they put it in there. They knew all about that. So now, here we are, and we see more of these things going on, and I believe we're not asking the right questions. Who's behind it and why? And if you get to that, then you realize that instead of condemning the individual that did this, I think we need to ask him as many questions as possible and make it public. And if he says he heard voices, then maybe we need to listen to what he has to say. How are we ever going to change things? The man who shot up that Florida airport, he said he heard voices and he felt the government, the CIA, was programming him. Is that possible? We don't even give it a second thought. And it's like our media. And it's like, well, maybe we should. Maybe we should look into that. And granted, we probably wouldn't find anything because I'm sure that it would be covered up. But, you know, it's just we're never going to change anything until we change and realize the truth behind all of this. Who's behind it? Then on top of that, I said that we also have to change Hollywood. Hollywood sees nothing. Here they are screaming and complaining about human rights and all this other stuff, these actors. And yet they make these movies that are violent. And don't you think that influences other people? Absolutely. Any thought, any action has power. And I know they're creating art in some ways, or it's a recreation of history. There was a time movies weren't as graphic. You know, they might have showed some negative things, but they weren't as graphic. Video games, music is very negative, especially contemporary music. It's very degrading, I think, in many ways to women. I work in the field. So unless people are willing to change that, you know, they have to, we all have to be accountable. Do we purchase these items, the music? Do we watch these movies? And if the answer is yes, do we have negative thoughts? It's all contributing, whether we want to admit it or not. It's all part of it. So we have a good start here. And I'm glad these kids are stepping up. I just hope we continue to look. We will look behind the curtain because there's much more going on. That's all I have to say. And I wish you the best. And if you have an opinion, you're always welcome. Thanks for listening.